Welcome back to Sharp Elbows. I'm Francesca Hong, joined today by the phenomenal rep, Jimmy Anderson. And as always, we've got Nada El-Mekashfi here. So we've been talking a lot of an incredibly enriched conversation about the RX for Less, Badgercare expansion, the absurdity of Republicans, gerrymandering. I want to shift gears again now to, well, Jimmy, we have this segment called The Tweet That Got Away, which for me, there's some of the spiciest takes and takedowns that sit in my drafts and on Twitter. And because of, you know, silly unwritten social rules, shall we say. Do you have any tweets that, you know, you thought about pressing that button, took a pause that you still have in your drafts that you care to share? Or dare I say, fire away?
Oh man, I think the Devil's Radio would like to maintain their FCC license for the most part. And by the way, everyone texting me and making fun of me for how quickly I talk, telling me to chillax, that's the other banned word we're not allowed to use. Okay, so I get it. Ha ha ha. I will say, you know, when I was going through my fight to try to get some more accommodations for my disability, I will say that I had some pretty spicy ones for Robin Voss that were a lot of anger and frustration. And again, not just, you know, for myself, but imagining how it is that people with disabilities all across the state have to sometimes fight with their employers in order to get access to the things they need to do just to do their job. Like, you know, it sent me into a bit of a tizzy. But again, I want to make sure that the Devil's Radio doesn't get in trouble for this, so maybe I'll keep those in the drafts for the time being.
Fran, do you have any for this week? You had a couple. Sometimes she sends me screenshots and I'm like, no, rep, don't, please don't send that.
You know, I was going to share a spicy one, but I think I really want to reiterate something that I don't think enough of my colleagues brought attention to, and that I was and currently and will always hold extra space in my heart for Hmong families across the country with the resurfacing of their generational trauma with what was going on in Afghanistan. So, just, you know, want to reiterate that it's important to uplift and keep making space for refugees and folks who are coming into this country, escaping war, trauma, violence that is through no fault of their own.
Mm-hmm. And there are so many great resources out there. I think if you go to most of our Twitter feeds, or even the governor's Twitter feed, you can see places where you can donate to provide support or to be able to. I know that there's a great Amazon wish list out there too, where you can lend your support and be able to help folks that are escaping something that is just heartbreaking in a variety of ways. And so, lend your support and, you know, give back.
Yeah, I think I read a piece in the Journal Sentinel that according to people that do this work, you know, for the living and for a long time, the best way to help right now is cash donations, specifically that are designated to refugee resettlement programs. You know, putting in when people come in quickly and in big numbers, I think cash funds are probably the most important form of way that we can help. And so I think Lutheran social services, Jewish social services here in Wisconsin and the International Institute of Wisconsin all have really great links to give to. Fran, did you say something? Sorry.
Yeah, and I, so anyone else, you know, check out our social pages. A lot of politicians, state reps here in Wisconsin have been posting great resources on how to help. But I also want to reiterate today that the governor announced a new program, and it's now easier than ever to get your vaccine and get $100. So for folks out there, if you go to vaccines.gov to find your vaccine, then 100.wisconsin.gov, you can receive your $100 Visa gift card that will be sent to your Wisconsin address. And this applies to folks 12 and up. So you've got kiddos. I mean, you get $100 for each person that gets a shot in their arm.
And I'm one of the, you know, immunocompromised folks out there with my quadriplegia. I've got diminished lung capacity. If you liked me today, if you thought, what a charming individual, I would like to see this person in this world. The best way you can do that is get vaccinated. So get vaccinated, keep me alive, and keep my Twitter feed going.
Speaking of Twitter feeds, Nada, we didn't get to ask you if you have any spicy tweets in your drafts that you weren't able to fire away this week.
Well, I feel weird saying it now after all this deep kind of.
We got to end on a high. We got to end with some laughs.
I know. I feel like people are going to judge me for it. So this was like months ago during session. Wrote, seeing someone in the middle school walk through the Capitol with Republican leadership is quite the identity crisis. It's pretty bad. I don't know what he's doing. I couldn't name the rep because then people would figure it out. But that one stayed in the drafts.
Oh, fantastic.
I know. Those are the joys of working where you grew up, right?
I don't know. I do love meeting or seeing parents again from folks I went to school with. I'm from born and raised here in Madison, and there are a lot of folks who are lifers here, and I think I'm going to be one of those lifers. And it's funny to see parents, and they're really like shocked or like, you know, ask if I remember them, and I was like, yeah, and your kid wasn't that awesome to me.
Are you excited? George is starting kindergarten, right?
Yeah.
In a couple days.
It's very exciting. George starts kindergarten on Thursday at Lapham Elementary. Massive shout out to all of the teachers, administrators, staff prepping for school. It's going to be another challenging year. And I just, to work with so much uncertainty and center the kids, it's our kids, it's incredible work. And so huge ups to all of the teachers prepping for the start of the year and those who have already started. Thank you.
All the more important too, when we think about kids going to school, that all of us get vaccinated and that, you know, we encourage our friends or in our family to do so, because those little kiddos and the teachers that dedicate their lives to educating them are, you know, are in harm's way if we don't take public responsibility. And I think a lot of parents are probably worried. I think recommend communication with teachers and staff at the districts, and you know, with other parents of kids to really kind of, I guess, figure out what we're gonna do going forward, because I know there's a lot of uncertainty. Have you seen that uncertainty in either the parents of kids that George is gonna go to school with or constituents, Fran?
Oh, absolutely. Especially for those of us with kiddos who can't get vaccinated yet. It's terrifying because we know that, you know, getting vaccinated is the best way to protect yourself, your family, and the community from COVID-19 and the raging Delta variant. And I think that because there are continuing uncertainties and they seem to grow, the certainty of getting vaccinated, that's what we have to focus on. And I do hope that everyone who can gets one.
Yeah, I mean, the only way we're going to solve this problem is together. It's you know, we have to recognize that each of us as Wisconsinites, as Americans, that we have to look out for one another, protect each other. And the only way through is through vaccinations. I think we've seen the science over and over and over again demonstrating that, you know, the best way to keep yourself safe and others safe is through vaccination. So please, please do take advantage of that $100 opportunity. If you miss the $100 opportunity, still get vaccinated. It's still a really, really good idea. And so and again, everyone that's starting school, just be safe and make sure to listen to your teachers and socially distance, hand wash, all that good stuff that the teachers are telling you to do, you know.
Yeah, that is State Representative Jimmy Anderson, who I've yet to meet in person, but I'm so excited to once COVID is over. Thank you so much, Rep, for being with us today. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Thank you for having me. I loved cutting it up with both of you, and hopefully it's not the last time.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been listening to Sharp Elbows with me, Nado Mikashri, and State Representative Francesca Hong on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. We're off next week, but we will see you the week after that. Have a good Saturday, everyone.
Bye, y'all.